Russell Crowe, the gladiator guy, beautiful mind, the guy who throws phones at hotel staff. In 2002, he walks into the men's bathroom of a five-star hotel in London. And standing at the sink washing his hands is a New Zealander named Eric Watson. And I don't know who swung first, nobody knows, but what I can tell you, as a matter of public record, is that the two of them beat the absolute shit out of each other, for reasons that have never been explained. And when they finally got pulled apart, Russell Crowe went back to being Russell Crowe, Oscar winner, movie star Russell Crowe, and Eric Watson went back to his day job, which was selling women's underwear. His company, or one of them, was called Ellie Macpherson Intimates. And I want you to hold Eric in your mind for a second, because 15 years later, this man is gonna change American finance forever. Every scam has a tell, and the tell is always in the language. There's always that one word, that one little verb, and that word is the whole scam in miniature. And once you learn to listen for it, you will never go broke again. It's the same skill as knowing we should hang out sometime means you will never see this person again. The word this week is seek. The shoe company Allbirds pivoted to AI on Wednesday, and I want to show you something. Their press release said they will initially seek to acquire high-performance AI compute hardware. Now, they didn't say initially acquire AI hardware, which would have been a totally reasonable, normal choice of words. They said seek to acquire, the metaphysical precedent of acquiring. They're not an AI company. They're a company that's in the market to be an AI company. They're AI curious. It's not unnatural. They just want to know what it feels like. And the question is, why is the press release hedging? Why seek and not just acquire? Well, because $50 million in AI compute in 2026 is a total joke. Like, what are you gonna do, buy 10 video cards? That won't even be enough to service Gary Tan's daily quota. And from who? NVIDIA sold out until 2028. Like, 50 million, what are you, opening a daycare? The number was chosen as the absolute minimum amount that would survive public scrutiny, and it barely does. And by the way, the $50 million came from an undisclosed investor, which I didn't even know you were legally allowed to have as a public company. So back to Eric, fresh off getting his ass kicked by Russell Crowe, eventually recovers, returns to his lingerie empire, and in 2015, for reasons unknown to anyone, he decides to buy a controlling stake in an iced tea company in Farmingdale, Long Island. And 2 years later, Bitcoin starts popping off. And Eric looks at his iced tea and looks at Bitcoin and notices a pattern. Both of these are products that make people nauseous. It was time to expand the empire. And so one morning in December 2017, he files a press release. The company has renamed itself Long Blockchain Corp. And to be clear, they didn't write any code. They didn't hire any engineers. The factory still had iced tea in it. There was a guy in the loading dock named Gary, and Gary packed a pallet of Diet Mango tea on Monday, and by Tuesday, Gary was legally a blockchain engineer. And nobody even told Gary. He finds out from his wife. She's like, honey, why does LinkedIn say you work at a crypto firm? And the guy next to him, his name is also Gary. By the way, there are 14 Garys at this factory. It's a whole Gary situation. He's like, the fuck is a blockchain? Anyway, the stock shot up 400% that day, and Eric had called his broker the night before, a man named Oliver Barrett Lindsay, and Oliver called his guy, a man named Gannon Giguere, and Gannon bought 35,000 shares of the iced tea company the night before the announcement. And the next morning, when the press release goes out, Gannon held those shares for not more than 2 hours before selling the whole bag. The SEC eventually caught them, but nothing really came of it. Now you might say, well, that was 2017, that was the crypto bubble, that was a long time ago, but what do you think this Allbirds thing is? It's the iced tea blockchain thing all over again. Every bubble basically has its own kind of scam. In the dot-com bubble, the scam companies at least had to build a website. They had to hire like a web designer and developer and buy a domain. In crypto, the scam companies didn't even have to build a website. They just had to write a white paper, like a PDF at the very least. And now in AI, you don't even need the PDF. Not even a white paper, just a damn verb. Every generation, the scam is getting a little lighter. It's like some kind of Moore's law for scams. We are approaching a pure photon scam, man. Like a scam made entirely of intent with no mass or substance, just pure wavelength. Allbirds is close. They are so close. One more pivot and we might actually hit the scam singularity. And look, it's not all fun and games. The scam works because somebody else eats the shit Dave Matthews is dropping. Some poor hardworking plumber in Ohio sees the bird stock pop 600%. And apes in at 17 bucks on a Wednesday, And by Thursday, he's down a third. By next month, he's lost everything. And I've already seen a bunch of takes on X, like, well, actually, plenty of great companies started as something else. Pivots are an important corporate mechanism. Yeah, dude, they pivot into things they actually want to do and have some insight into how to do them. There's a thread. Like, Nintendo made playing cards, then board games, then toys, then video games. It's 100 years of entertainment products. If Allbirds were serious, the honest pivot was sitting right there. They have 10 years of consumer supply chain experiences with like warehouses and inventory and delivery. An actual AI logistics spinoff would have 10,000x the stock, but building software is hard. And buying GPUs is the laziest possible way to legally say you did AI. You walk into Micro Center with a credit card and you've technically satisfied the press release. And nobody is coming to stop them. Not the SEC, not Congress, not Bloomberg. There's only one man on earth with the proven track record. Russell Crowe, my man, if you're watching this, thanks for watching.